In today's first reading, the Acts of the Apostles reveals how Philip the deacon first brought the gospel from Jerusalem down to Samaria. Now, this is the same passage in the Acts of the Apostles where Philip the deacon meets the Ethiopian eunuch on the way and explains to the Ethiopian eunuch the meaning of the prophet Isaiah. The interesting thing is that in this reading, when the disciples in Jerusalem heard that Philip had preached to Samaria and that the Samaritans had received the gospel, they sent down Peter and John to follow. It's interesting, it's always to go down to Samaria, always going down because Jerusalem was on a high elevation. So why did they send Peter and John, two apostles, where Philip the deacon had already been preaching? Why was this? Well, if we look closely at the text, it's very interesting. The Acts of the Apostles claims that although the Samaritans had received the word of God through the preaching of Philip, and they had been baptized, they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. This is odd. So the word of God was preached to the Samaritans. They believed, and they were baptized, so they did have the rebirth of Jesus Christ. But in some mysterious way, they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. Thus, Peter and John, the apostles, laid hands on the Samaritans, giving them the gift of the Spirit. So there's two moments in the reception of the Samaritans into the church, into the young Christian community. One, their acceptance of the faith and the baptism. And then two, the laying on of the apostles' hands and the reception of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so this, friends, should remind us of something. This parallels, from the Bible, our practice of the sacrament of confirmation. So even after the word of God is accepted, the Holy Spirit is then strengthened and confirmed through the laying on of the apostles' hands. So this is evidence from the Bible that what the church now performs in the sacrament of confirmation, she has performed from the beginning. Now, we are privileged here at St. Dominic's in Benicia, California, to have a number of people who are preparing for the sacrament of confirmation. We have three adults who are preparing to be confirmed in just a few weeks. And then we also have a number of young people preparing for confirmation. But what will this gift of the Holy Spirit actually affect in their souls? Since they've already been baptized, how will the Holy Spirit now enter their lives? Well, this will happen in three ways. First, those to be confirmed will be empowered all the more to believe the teachings of Jesus. And second, they will be empowered in their lives to live this teaching in a fully adult, fully intentional, and indeed in a prophetic way. And third, they will be empowered to witness to Jesus in the world, and thus share in that priestly role all the more of sanctifying the world through that Holy Spirit. Listen to what the same St. Peter teaches in his first reading that we read today. The same St. Peter who went down to Samaria and laid the hands on the Samaritans. Beloved, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. But do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. Amen. So how, then, may we always be ready to give witness to what we believe? Jesus himself never wrote a book. He never laid it down clearly for us what he taught. He never recorded a podcast for us. So how do these teachings come to us, and how, indeed, does the gift of the Holy Spirit strengthen us to follow Jesus? Well, interestingly enough, St. Thomas Aquinas himself asks this very question. why didn't Jesus write down his teachings for us? Why didn't he write them down? Wouldn't it have been easier for us to actually clarify his teaching? St. Thomas says no, and there are three reasons. First, if Jesus himself wrote down his teachings in a book, we would be tempted to relate more to an inanimate page than to the person of Jesus Christ himself. The essence of the Christian religion is the discovery of the person of Jesus, not merely a learning or a recitation of his teachings. The heart of our faith is the encounter with Jesus Christ, the living person, who, by entering into relationship with us, is able to save us and conform us to himself. If Jesus wrote a book, we would be tempted to assume that in mastering that letter, we have somehow mastered him. But no, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, Jesus masters us, takes control of us. And then, though I could simply turn the last page of the book and think that I was through, my friendship with Jesus will never end, but constantly grow every day. Second, if Jesus simply wrote down his teachings the way Moses wrote down the commandments, the law of God would remain an external code. Instead of a law of grace being an internal power that changes us from the inside, the law of grace would only come from the outside. Jesus invites us to himself, not by external compulsion or by coercion, but no, by an internal invitation of love. And through the gift of the Holy Spirit, Christ authors the life of grace, not through external mediums, but through the internal illumination of our souls. We are his book. Our souls are like his page on which he writes his law of love and gives it to the world. But some might object, if our very souls are the medium through which that law comes, wait a second. Doesn't this isolate me from one another? Doesn't this make a religion that's just me and Jesus? Wouldn't this lend itself to an individualistic Christianity where I rely on my own private revelations? No, St. Thomas Aquinas actually gives, in response to this, his third reason why Jesus never wrote down his teaching. Jesus did not write down his teaching, not so that we would be independent, but precisely because that's what makes us dependent on others. Because he did not write his teaching down in a book, we all need one another to learn about him. If Jesus wrote a book, my relationship with Jesus would be simply the reading of that book, merely learning the ideas about him, not learning a way of life in him. If Jesus wrote down a book, I might be tempted to think that I could find truth alone. We can never find truth alone. We need the church. We need that preaching tradition from the apostles. This is exactly how Jesus set it up. Just as Philip the deacon taught the Ethiopian eunuch to understand the scriptures, just as Philip the deacon preached to the Samaritans, just as Peter and John went down to Samaria and laid hands on the Samaritans, so do we only learn Jesus from the church. And friends, we are deceived if we think we can learn him alone. Deceived. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, first given in baptism and then strengthened in confirmation, we are moved and rooted all the more in that church. the body of Christ outside of which we have no hope of finding Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit, we become more faithful to the teachings of the apostles and their successors, who alone can provide not a dead page, but a living, breathing link to the person of Jesus Christ himself. Let us recall what we heard today in the gospel when Jesus says himself, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth." Friends, if Jesus' teaching were merely written in a book, I know that I would be tempted to always think that in my own wisdom, in my own enlightenment, that I somehow had a better interpretation of that teaching than the very apostles themselves which Jesus gave. No. St. Thomas claims that if any man refuses to believe the teaching of the apostles about Christ, then he would equally reject any book had it been written by Christ himself. This is the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit acts in our lives through confirmation. Let us pray for all those in our community who are about to receive the sacrament of confirmation. And let us pray for ourselves that through our own fidelity and devotion to the Holy Spirit, we might be rooted all the more in Jesus Christ, in his church, and then to one another. Amen.